Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm back, folks. I've had a nose infection, throat infection, lung infection, you name it, any type of infection. I had C. diff, I had Ebola, I had, you name it, I probably had it all. Just kidding on the last two. Bird flu, whatever. But don't worry, I'm running for president as a Democrat, so you gotta believe me. Oh, I gave it to my wife. But anyways, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And, you know, so I'm back. Tonight we're going to talk about Seth Moulton and how he wants to meet the G.I. Joe, the real American hero who took Trump's place in Vietnam, but doesn't want to know. Let me see here. I'll get into that. I also want to get into The Daily Show. China state TV uses a clip from The Daily Show as anti-American propaganda. Anti-American propaganda, and this is not the right doing it. It's not conservatives doing it. This is China. I want to see how they're kind of, you know, that Trump is excusing war crimes and how that slander against veterans and all this stuff. Is that the best the left has? Then you got Stacey Abrams talking about how, oh, we're going to flip all these, like these border states. You know, we're going to flip them. All this stuff. I want to get into the fact that there's, you know, more proof that the left can't go on Trump's record of how the economy's doing. So they have to bash you. We're about 2/3 of the way to total legalization, so I want to get into that with cannabis and where we go from there. And I also want to get into the latest on Manchester United, the transfer windows and all that stuff. So I want to thank you for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And don't forget, let me take my thing off. John 15:5. Yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and in fruit for in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do anything. Yeah, a little rusty. Been a long day and it's been a long time weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation and being on this journey with me. I will update you. I don't know when I'm going to do it, whenever, but at some point here coming up when I have some time off, I'm going to work on writing. I'm going to do my story. My doctor, like, man, people need to hear your story. People need to know, you know, what you go through and how you live and all this stuff and how you kind of like as the song from Highland Rain says, you know, carry on. Carry on, me boys, carry on when life gets tough. And, you know, I just feel led to, I did kind of like it because I have a myopathy, if you don't know. And a lot of people, I did like on Blog Talk Radio a long time ago with bad audio because I didn't have mics and stuff at the time. I did a, like my myopathy, which turned into the conversation. And I want to, you know, expand more on, you know, like my story and go through, you know, and hopefully it inspires people, you know. And if, you know, if you run a church or whatever and you want me to come speak, I'd be more than happy to, you know, to the people that kind of get down. You know, I get depressed from time to time because I, you know, I want to do something and I can't. I mean, I didn't go to the 500 for the first time in how many years because I was way under the weather. But you know what? Like I told my friend who was there, Trina, I said, you know what? I said, I woke up today and that's the greatest gift ever. And that's how I look at life and how I try to. You know, there's things I want to try to do and I can't, but, you know, I don't try to let that get me. I want to do that at some point and there'll be more details. And also, if you're new to the conversation, thank you for tuning in to the weekly conversation. I do have a conversation page where I post stuff that's near and dear to my heart. And I also want to post, I also have a link in there, somewhere in there, if you want to donate to help make this conversation even better and stuff. So thank you so much. And I want to say something because I saw a church. Happy Memorial Day. Let's celebrate. Nah, we don't celebrate Memorial Day, folks. I want to get that clear. We honor Memorial Day. We honor those who sacrifice. We honor those who pay the ultimate price. We honor our policemen who go out there that might not come home. We honor our firefighters who go into a burning building when most people would run away from it. We honor those people that, okay, I'll have the 50-yard stare. You know, we ask these people to go fight for our freedoms, but then we crap on them when they come back. That guy with a World War II hat on, that guy with a Vietnam hat or a Korean hat, that's one badass dude. Just sit and talk to him, man, if you see him sitting. If you go to McDonald's and they're sitting by themselves, man, you mind if I come join you, man? You just kind of seem like you're by yourself, man. You okay? You know? It doesn't take much. But, man, you know, in the Bible, man, they couldn't. They didn't have enough people to build the wall, but everyone built a section of wall that was in front of their house, and they got it done in record time. You know, we can do so much in this country by giving back and helping each other. You know, I grew up in an era when, here, have this stuff. Now it's like, oh, I got a crib, man, but my brand new, so like $400 baby crib, man, but, you know, it's a use, so like $150, you know. Instead of handing it to someone and giving it to someone in need, man, people like, just try to cash in. Oh, and also, like, if you're watching, you can hit the like button or hate button or whatever, you know, the wave, whatever buttons there are, because I can't tell. It's not until I'm done that I have, like, well, I have, like, 50 people watching, so I don't know. So if you want to say hi or ask questions, or if you're listening to on Blog Talk Radio, I want to thank all those listeners from Indonesia now. I have listeners from Indonesia. If you don't know and you're, like, a Facebook fan, I have listeners from Brazil to Indonesia to France to Canada to Russia. So thank you so much for all y'all tuning in. But I can't. So if you want to say hi or ask a question, feel free. And I'm usually on the Blog Talk page. Every once in a while, I'll go back and forth. So if I don't get to the question right away, it's cool. You know why. But Seth Moulton came out and he said, I'd like to meet the G.I. Joe, the real American hero who went in Trump's place in Vietnam. Okay there, Seth Moulton. So I want to know who took Obama's place. I want to know who took Bill Clinton's place. I want to know who took Chuck Schumer's place. Bernie Sanders, actually, when his number came up, he was too old. It was like the age where the draft ends, he was too old. So he technically, he didn't serve, but he technically didn't, like, draft dodge. Yeah, what about all them? Why, you know, see, what we're dealing with here in this country is this country's going in the right direction. They can't handle the fact. They can't handle that because they rigged the election so that Hillary Clinton can get in. You should watch a video where it was a closed-off airport, and all these reporters were in this plane, and they were going to have Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton to answer questions. And when this came about, it was on InfoWars. They're like, oh, they're not there. They're going to a Bilderberg group meeting. It's a group that we know exists. We just don't know what they talk about or what is, you know. And guess what happened? They were told shortly before, oh, they're not able to come. They got called to something else, you know, that they're not able to be there on that plane. Well, we knew they weren't going to be on that plane. What happens? at this hotel that some of Alex Jones's people were kicked out because they had to clear out that hotel room with fake fire alarms and everything. Guess what? Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all these high-end people going to this Bilderberg meeting. What they talk about, we don't know, but, you know, it's just one of those things that goes on that, you know, they don't want America to succeed. They want to take your guns. They want you to be defenseless. That's why if you look at these countries where they've taken away people's guns, the Democrats are saying, we need to save the children. Oh, so you want to save a child that's alive, but one that's in the womb? Oh, kill that. Oh, we need to get like an immersion blender and stick it up in there and scramble the baby. But, you know, oh, the one that's alive, we need to take away this law-abiding citizen's gun to protect you. They don't talk about, no Democrat's going to come to you and say, how are we going to protect you? Yeah, that's what they're saying. How are they going to, yeah, they want my guns so that they can protect these kids. But they don't talk about is, how do we protect these kids from criminals? I'd love to be a reporter. I'd love to be able to ask Nancy Pelosi questions. Okay, Nancy, okay, how do you intend to keep the guns out of the criminals' hands? Because I'm not going to kill a kid. You don't have to worry about me killing a kid. You don't have to worry about me killing a kid. I'm not, you know, you want to take guns from law-abiding citizens like me, but at the same time, you're going to, like, criminals are still going to have guns. You kidding me? But that's the thing. They don't care. It's not about protecting the kids. It's about taking away your right to protect yourself from ever controlling government. Look at how many politicians have been in D.C. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid. Some of them were bitching about Ronald Reagan. They were complaining about Ronald Reagan. He's the problem with the United States. Now, they're still in D.C., but they're saying Trump's the problem. Bernie Sanders, if you wanted to fix something, you had plenty of time in D.C. to do something. But the libertards are too, they don't think like you and I do. They don't sit there and go, so you're voting for Bernie Sanders. You know how long he's been in D.C.? You know how long he's been in Washington, D.C.? And all of a sudden, now he wants to fix things? It's kind of like, okay, you throw a surprise party for someone, right? You know, and you get champagne, and you have you get poppers, and you have confetti all over the house. You have streamers everywhere. You got a million balloons. You got all kinds of stuff. You got beer bottles everywhere, all kinds of champagne and wine and all kinds of stuff, and then all of a sudden, I was going to clean it up. Sure you were. And then your wife comes home, and she's like, oh, I was going to clean it up, honey, but you just got here before. I was going to clean it up. You were going to clean it up. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, so you're gonna clean this up, but when I get home, ain't nothing here. So this place is trash with party stuff, and since I came home and busted you early, now you're gonna say that's what's going on in D.C. All these people that have been there for 50 years. Well, I'm gonna run for president so I can fix things. Well, why didn't you fix stuff the whole time you were there? Martin Luther King fixed a lot of things. He made a lot of change, and he wasn't even in D.C. That's the problem. Oh, well, Trump, you know, I can't wait to meet the guy that took his place in Vietnam. Well, what about Chuck Schumer? Who took his place? Who took Bernie Sanders' place? Who took Bill Clinton's place? Who took Joe Biden's place? Joe Biden's running for president. Not one liberal media outlet said anything about the fact that he did not attend any Memorial Day honoring ceremony anywhere. And he's running for president. But, oh, Trump. Oh, we got to go after him because, you know, If this doesn't prove my point. This is not what I talk about. What I go on with my show and my rants. It's not about left or right. It's about doing. It's not like conservative or. Because, man, you're a conservative. I am. I'm very libertarian. I'm very independent. But it's not about conservative or liberal. It's about doing the right thing. If a Democrat came up with an idea that was the right thing to do, guess what? You should back them. But this is how bad this country is getting. China State TV uses Daily Show clip as anti-American propaganda. The Daily Show. That a big chunk of teenagers watch to get their news. I think it was like 65% to 70% of the college kids got their news from The Daily Show when Jon Stewart had it. A clip of Trevor Noah praising Hejuan's 5G technology ran on Chinese state television at lunchtime, according to the Associated Press. Recently, famous American talk show host Trevor Noah expressed his views on America's relentless suppression of Huawei, capital H-U-A-W-E-I. The Chinese news anchor said, according to the Associated Press, he says the reasons for the suppression is because Hawaii possesses advanced 5G technology while Americans' 5G lags far behind. The Trump administration has restricted U.S. technology sales to Hawaii, although some of the restrictions have been put on a 90-day hold to give U.S. companies time to make adjustments. You know, because there's countries better than us, and, you know, the U.S. has accused the chief financial officer of defrauding banks to violate, you know, banks to violate sanctions against Iran and stealing technology and all this stuff. And it's just crazy because you look at all this stuff that's going on. You know, they're... It's crazy. It's crazy. But no one cares. No one cares. Because these kids don't. They're watching they're watching this stuff and they don't care. They don't get it. I mean, it's not a left or right issue, man. It's about honesty and openness. You know? It is, man. Who's talking about making the dollar stronger? No one. We need to increase the minimum wage. That's what we got to do. We got to increase the minimum wage. How about making it to where a $5 an hour job is a valuable job? I remember, I'm going to do this real quick. See this? This is what's called a box of cereal. When I grew up, this is what we would read. We didn't have no iPad, we didn't have an iRack, an iPad, an iTelevision, sunglasses. We had cereal boxes. And half the times, you didn't like the cereal. You just got it because what... Now the little license plate, you have to get like 10 of them. You have to get 10 boxes, and then when you send in the proof of purchase with 10 of them and like $1.95, then they will send you a license plate. Not when I grew up. It's a different age. Kids don't care anymore. They don't care. Hey, my wife. But anyways, it's just one of those, it's a different era and age that we lived in. You know, everyone wants, you know, but people, we had a one income that could provide for a family of four. Now, oh, more money. Okay, well, if you want, screw, I mean, if I was a fast food worker, I'd be having a sign saying honk for $50 an hour. I want to cash in. Heck, $15. I want to have like 100. I want to cash in. I want to be able to live wealthy, man. Just because you want like $2 an hour and I want 50.
I've been doing this job for 20 years. I do it the same way as I did it 20 years ago.
Yep.
What's best for the client.
Yep.
I've doubled my pay in the last 20 years. Still the same job.
Yeah. And that's, and, you know, and it, but no one, that's the problem. I mean, this country's going in the right direction, but at the same time, when you look at it from a standpoint of, okay, yeah, we have way more money in our accounts, but still, the dollar is such that it's not, you can't buy as much as you used to. I still remember, and I've said this before, when I was in high school, my buddy Brian Denham's like, his brother Scott came up to me, man, you need to go over here, man, this Clark gas station, 99 cents for gas, man. Fill it up, dude. Like, right on, man. Me and Brian Denham darted over there and got gas for 99 cents. But, you know, it's one of those, kids don't know that. Kids just think money grows on trees, you know? And then you got, like Stacey Abrams was just talking about how democracy is the opportunity to flip red Sunbelt states. We gotta get places like Chicago, you know, that are decrepit, and we need to let people know that we're finally gonna do something. We're gonna finally make your community better as a Democrat. You know, it's like, see, Michiganders are starting to finally wake up to realize, okay, this is the 50th time that they said they're gonna raise a tax here or there or something, you know. And wait a minute, the roads aren't being paid. And then, and I think the Michiganders don't have a clue of, because, I mean, when they decided to get the Flint, Michigan water from a different source, I think people just don't know, the left is going to blame the right, the right's going to blame the left, and as far as people are concerned, you know, like, if you're a Democrat, you're going to blame the Republicans for the Flint water problem, and vice versa. And that's how it goes, you know. And, you know, no one wants to know, okay, what is the real reason why Flint's water is so bad or Michigan water is so bad? What is the truth behind it? Because no one wants to know. They just want to, you know, they just want to have someone to blame. We got to flip these states. Now, Stacey Abrams, why don't you get on the Trump train and help make this country great. You know, all they do is bash and attack Trump because they can't say anything bad. Whether I have a dude that I knew that I met today, and he's like, you know what? Well, I met him yesterday, but he goes, say what you want about Trump. I'm not a super fan of him. But whether you like him or not, he's done what he said he would do. You don't have to agree with everything Trump's doing, but he is someone that is doing what he said he would do. And of course, man, he's in the kitchen. I mean, chef's life is a, we're a different breed, you know. If there were a chef anymore, we're a dying breed. You know, it's cooking, being in the kitchen is sort of like heroin. It's in your blood. It's hard to get out, man. We're a different breed, man. We're a rare breed because it's not easy. Drugs are rampant in the business because you go in at 6 in the morning, you work till midnight, and then you try to unwind at home for a little bit, but you can't unwind too much because, okay, if you get home at 1 o'clock in the morning, you got to be up at 5 to be working 6 and do it all over again. We're a different breed, you know? And it's like, I'm looking to real estate. I'm like, good luck with that, you know? But at least he has entrepreneurship, you know? Something you don't see anymore. Something you don't see anymore. But, you know, The only entrepreneurship I see is these people that, like, try to buy these shoes from, like, these stores. Like, yeah, I go to, like, Marshall's and buy these shoes for, like, $29. And then on my Amazon app, man, they go for $400. But they're on, they're probably a, like a, I'm assuming that Marshall's are probably like a knockoff. They're probably, because I'm sure they're probably like Reebok and Nike probably make like, if you go to the Finish Line, these are Nike Nikes. And then if you go to like a Marshall's or like a TJ Maxx, here's the shoes that are sort of like a outlet shoe. Where it's, because unless, and I'm sure many people know this, some people don't, might not know this, but if you look at outlets, if it's not like irregular or misshapen or missized, then it's probably manufactured for the outlet. Because I had a lady one time, she bought a set of Coralon cookware. And she goes, these are irregular. We cannot find, we don't, me and two of my employees on our lunch break, I was talking to her for like 2 hours, because I'm a cooking nut. And we were just talking about food and stuff. She goes, we couldn't find anything wrong with these things. And they were like dirt cheap. They were like $40, $50, they're like $50 pans each. And they were like on sale for like $15. You know, and I'm just like, hey. But it was just hilarious. Because like, like me in a kitchen store, oh yeah, I get going. We get talking. But, you know, it's just one of those things that you know, except for people that try to go to Goodwill and buy stuff that, you know, Goodwill to me is overpriced to begin with. And then I'm going to spend $100 at Goodwill and I'm going to show you how much I'm going to flip this up and make a lot of money. I only tried that one time, and my producer always brings it up because I got some Dollar Tree Coke cups. And when if you're going to buy something on eBay, if you're going to buy something to sell on eBay, do a research and look up and see how much is selling and how much is that way. You know, if there's like 50 people selling stuff, but no, if 50 people are listing and no one's buying, stay away from it. You know, and of course, didn't get one buyer, but my wife loves them. So she uses them all the time. So, hey, it was a great purchase. You know, someday I'll find that gold. But oh wow, this is funny because actress Deborah Messing has smeared the White House press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, calling her a traitor and a pathological liar after she defended comments made by the president about the intellect of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. How does that make her a traitor? How does that make her a traitor? Because it's funny. They could sit there and, you know, well, is Eminem a traitor for like cutting heads off of Trump? I mean, I don't get this. It's amazing what they make up and all this crap. It's just sad that they bash Trump because that's all they're, I mean, it's not like, okay, oh, I mean, this is how bad, I mean, because that's what they're trying to do. You don't hear the left going, okay, well, this is, you know, no, they're just trying to bash Trump, his record, or anything he says. They're not trying to say, well, you know, guess what? I hate to say this, but, you know, you could sit there and say, I disagree with Trump, but hey, I was wrong, man, in the beginning, but now look at him. You know, it's amazing how many people you have in this country that are like, that basically, I mean, I know people in this country, I mean, most of these politicians on the left, see, they're losing a lot of people. The reason, and because a lot of the older generation is like, man, they're a Kennedy Democrat. What can I do for the country? Not the other way around. I just got to bring this up, but a Chicago concealed permit holder shoots robber suspect in the head. Love that one, because that's what I do. Sorry, but I can't afford the ammunition. You know, all these people are just bashing Trump and bashing Trump and bashing Trump. They're not saying, okay, well, this is what I... Hey, he's doing great here. I mean, I could support the left if they said, well, yeah, I was wrong about Trump. And he's actually doing... I don't agree with this, but this I agree with. But they don't. It's all... I mean, they're not talking about his record. They're not talking about what he's done or hasn't done or whatever. It's all about, let's bash Trump 1,000,000% because we can't say anything bad about him. Let's talk about how he did not serve in Vietnam, but all these Democrats didn't either, but we don't care about them. They don't care. They don't care. But, you know, you got Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a traitor and a pathological liar because she's going off on Bernie Sanders. But, oh, Eminem, he's great because he made a music video where he kills the president, and that's fine. Makes me want to vomit. And I guess The View, they got into a vulgar shout-out going back and forth about Trump. That's all I'm going to say about that. I get to the point, like, with stuff like that, I don't even talk about it because it's a waste of... I have precious oxygen, and I don't want to waste it. I don't want to... That's what I do, folks. See, I'm saving the environment by not talking about The View because I don't want to waste my precious... the Earth's precious oxygen talking about The View, so... That's right, man. They want Twitter to suspend Trump. Twitter, they need to suspend Trump. Dude, if Hillary Clinton was on there, she could be the most anti-American person. They'd be... See, that's what I hate, because, like, all these leftists want... They want them... Okay, so you're against freedom of speech? If you want... Okay, I don't want anyone suspended from Twitter. Do you realize that people on the left, what you're saying? We want Trump off of Twitter. You're basically wanting to censor someone's freedom of speech. I can't wait. I pray to God. I hope they get him off of Twitter. I want to see. I want this country to. I say we need to. I say. I want to go to one of those rallies and be like anti-Trump, but it'd be like, okay, I support North Korea. I think we need to have that where we have. You know, and okay, if you support the leader of this country, then you get special housing. You don't have electricity all the time. The government's going to tell you what food you, if you can even eat. You might not even be able to, you know, the government's going to provide you with whatever meals. If you can even, you know, that's the country they want. That's what they, oh, well, it's only a matter of time before the media takes what you hold near and dear. Away from you. Because the left, because if you support what they believe, they're cool with it. They're cool with it if you support what they believe. But if you don't support what they believe, you know, because there was a huge thing where people on the left were going off on the on the 500 balloon release tradition that they've always done, and how dare they? Those things are damaging and dangerous to the environment and all this stuff. But no one had a problem with the cars going around and the oil used. I don't care about that. Even though the balloon's biodegradable and all this stuff. Oh, it's dangerous. It's deadly. You know, it's like they'll complain about this being, you know, it's like, oh, we need to have wind turbines because they're environmentally friendly. But then when you see how much oil and stuff it takes to use and run them, they're not really that green. I'm just saying, man. Actress Deborah Messing smeared the White House press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, calling her a traitor and a pathological liar and all this crap, after she defended comments made by President Trump about the intellect of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Oh, wow. So when did we get to the point in this country where we can't have an opinion about someone else? Yeah, there was a, because, you know, your mama's so big that when the astronomers couldn't find the Orion's belt, they said, give it back. Give it back. Your mom had to give the belt back. It's not hers, man. Stealing Orion's belt, man, that's not cool. Not cool. But, oh, I'm sorry if I offended all you moms out there. You know, because you can't tell a joke anymore. When someone, you know, you can't tell a joke. You can't. I'm offended. Lord help us. No one. Yeah, that's the thing we did back in '84. Everyone got mad. I guarantee. Say something. I can pick a word. The letter A. I'm offended by the letter A because if you're using a sentence, you know, the whole sentence might have groups of words. And this is one letter by itself, and that's offensive, man. How can you have letters by itself? That offends me. But that's what we live in, folks. Everyone's offended by everything. And, you know, I guarantee, because they're like, well, you know, they bash Trump on Twitter. I'm like, I just laughed when they bashed Trump being on Twitter and doing all these tweets. I'm like, give me a bleeping break. If Hillary Clinton was on there, you would think she was the greatest thing. Man, isn't this awesome how she's relating to the younger generation and she's on Twitter and she's trying to be all cool and hip and down. If Michelle Obama was on Twitter, they'd be praising her for being on there. Hallelujah. Praise God, she's on Twitter. Well, they wouldn't praise God because they don't believe in God. But you know what I'm saying? It'd be like the greatest thing ever because you know, the President Michelle Obama is on Twitter and she's relating to the younger generation. But you know, a conservative being on Twitter, how dare he? That's wrong. We need to censor him because we don't want the people to know the truth. We want to control what the left is trying to do. The left is trying to be a state media where you only hear what we tell you to hear. You're only going to see what we want you to see. And it's only a matter of time, my friends on the left, before they start coming after something that you hold dear. I'm just saying, man. Yes, you know, Melissa Milano is calling anyone an F-lister actor, you know, because she's going after John Voight and trying to stay relevant by praising Trump. So you would rather have, I mean, you have a right to your opinion, Melissa Milano, but it's kind of like this. If you see all these things going up, you know, look at all these people that are like, okay, I'm not going there now. I'm not going there. I'm not going to support that. I'm not going to support this. I'm not going to support that. But guess what? I'm not going to support this. I'm not going to support that. I mean, I guess I look like this. Pardon me. But I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to this elitist class. Like if I was to be able to tell Nancy Pelosi or like Elizabeth Warren Wilson, I'd just say, I'm going to tell you all something. Yeah, I want to make a comment. Nancy Pelosi, y'all in D.C. need to be prepared because we're one step away from the French Revolution. The French Revolution was when all these royalty had billions of dollars and were eating on million on 24-karat gold plates and all this stuff while everyone else was suffering and had nothing. You know, you want to see Donald Trump's tax returns. I want to know how you got $100 million net worth. I want to know why Hillary and Bill have millions and millions of dollars, 80 million plus net worth. I want to know why John Boehner has millions of dollars and all these politicians. Look at Bernie Sanders. How long has he been in D.C.? Now he's going to magically go to D.C. He's going to get into the White House to fix stuff? Huh. Martin Luther King did more for this country and he didn't ever have a political office. I mean, we're one step away from having medical marijuana completely legal and having marijuana legalized in this country. We're one step away from it. We're two-thirds of the way there. But I don't want to lose my freedom to get it. I don't, because I guarantee you what they're going to try to do is, okay, yeah, if you use medical cannabis or cannabis in general, because supposedly, if you have a medical marijuana card, I've heard that there are people claiming that they're trying to come after and confiscate your weapons because you can't own a gun and use medical cannabis. Now, there needs to be a class action lawsuit against the federal government filed on that one. So let me get this straight. So I can use morphine, fentanyl, Percocet? Because I ask about that. I'm on Loratab. Can I? Yeah. Oh, wow. So I can use Percocet, Loratal, not a problem, but I can't use medical cannabis. I want cannabis to be legalized like a tomato, to where I can go out, I can use it. So it's not like, so if I want to go out, I can. If not, screw it. I'm just going to go down to my local shop, get it in cigarette form. There you go. But I think it's going to be, they're going to try to push legalization, but you need to be careful with what's in the fine print. What are they going to try to take away to get you to legalize it? What are they going to try to do to keep you from, we're going to legalize it, but you're not going to be able to grow it yourself. It's going to be highly illegal. There's going to be 70 million things. You're not going to be able to do it in public. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to, if you have a gun, you're going to have to give it up if you use. So basically, if you go to a marijuana shop and you give your ID and everything to prove your age, if you ever show up in a, then guess what? Illegal. They take your guns. I'm just saying.
Barcelona, and they're beautiful. So let's choose to go there for less money. Sergio Ramos is going to leave Real Madrid and some Manchester United fans think it'd be a great signing for us. And just to do it, because we've got to do it on every bloody show.
But I want to thank you so much for tuning in.
We've done enough on today. That's all I'm going to say. But the latest on...
But, I don't want to lose my soul. I'm a huge cannabis supporter, but I'm not going to give up freedoms just to have illegal, and that's what I think they're going to try to do. And I hope that's not the case. I hope I'm wrong. Pardon me. Yeah, a guy that I watch that does the same kind of thing I've been doing, he's on there. But I don't want that. I don't want to give up. I'm not going to I'm not going to be praising legalization if I'm going to, if they're going to crack down and try to take my gun if I use. I'm not going to go for it. If you're not going to be able to go or not be able to do this, not be able to do that, then I'm not going to, I ain't down like that. I ain't going out like that. I don't want it to be where, well, you have to have a state license, and you know, and there's, before you know it, well, I don't. I just want to know that when I, if it ever comes legal, it's legal, and it's not, here's 75 million loopholes. Oops. Welcome. Got about a couple minutes, and I'm going to get into some major transfer news. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you wake up and realize that your freedoms are at stake. That, you know, just ask yourself, even if you're on the left, okay, look up Nancy Pelosi's net worth. How did she acquire that? How did Chuck Schumer acquire that? How does Elizabeth Warren, look at how long they've been in D.C. and ask yourself one question. If they're wanting to run for president to fix stuff in America, why didn't they do that the 40-plus years they were in D.C.? And why do they even have to be in D.C. to make change? Martin Luther King wasn't in D.C. He was in Alabama. He made the biggest change in this country. That's why when Barack Obama and them were walking down the street, they were like laughing and giggling and this and that. When Martin Luther King was walking down the street, they were arm to arm with the 20-yard stare. Sad. But yeah, it's just crazy. This is interesting. I'll get into this really quickly, but the Department of Transportation has announced that a Federal Aviation Administration is investigating religious discrimination claims after a Chick-fil-A known for its Christian values has been dismissed by airports in Buffalo and San Antonio. See, this is what's wrong with this country. You know, oh, how dare you not go to, I don't know, Cheesecake Factory, because they don't want you to carry a weapon in there. How dare you not go to their restaurant because of that? Oh, but we're not gonna go to a Chick-fil-A. We're gonna throw you out of this airport because you have Christian beliefs. I'm gonna do all I can. My favorite place, I love going to Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby's like drugs to me, because I go in there, I don't wanna leave. And this is cool. They have every aisle, there's stuff I can't live without. Look at this, man. Remember Phillips 76 gas station, Union 76? Yeah, man. They got them like little like magnets for the door. What would I do with them? What would I'd have like a. My brother though, that's one thing. His refrigerator is covered in magnets, man, and I love that kind of stuff. But anyways, that's how it goes, you know. And I love that store, and I always support that store. The way we were treated at a Cheesecake Factory, and the fact that I don't really care for their food, I won't go back because I got severely contaminated. But I love Carrabba's Italian Grill. They supposedly don't support you. They can't keep you from coming in without a gun. If it's legally allowed, they can't prevent you, but I guess they don't really support it. But guess what? You know, so what? I love their food. They have a gluten-free menu. It's great. I always used to joke that because Starbucks didn't want you to carry a gun, and the CEO said, we can't keep you from carrying your gun in there, but we just don't want them in our locations. I'm like, well, if I need a gun to go into a Starbucks, it's in the wrong hood. Just joking, but, you know, joking me, but anyways, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and we got some amazing transfers to talk about here as Romelu Lukaku of Manchester United has agreed to terms with Inter Milan. And could we get Sergio Ramos in return? Daniel James is reported to be signing this week. Now, the reason why I don't want Sergio Ramos, is he better than Ashley Young or Phil Jones? Sergio Ramos, yes, he is. But he's 33 years old. We got to get past these players that we got to get past the since Alex Ferguson left, we lived in this Mourinho era where we try to get players that are going to dominate for 2 years that are going to give us a title. And guess what? Lukaku didn't turn out too well. So the Tenerbombers didn't pan out that well. You know, Pogba is not too bad. A lot of these players haven't panned out. Remember, remember, Alex Ferguson was about kicked out from the show. They almost let him go. He almost was fired. And guess what happened? You know, Sir Bobby Charlton saw that he wasn't trying to make a team. He was trying to develop a club. And that's what we've got to do. And I think Ole knows that. See, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was there in the great times. He knows what it takes to be in a championship Premier League winning side, a UEFA Champion League side. He knows what it takes. He's been there. And we need to get players that are 24, 25 that are going to be here 6, 7 years. Pardon me. We need to get players that are going to be here 7, 8, 9 years. We need to get back to find those diamonds in the rough that he's not bad now, but give him a year and we're going to have another Ryan Giggs. We're going to have another Wayne Rooney. Instead of these players that, okay, yeah, well, if Barcelona don't want them, Inter Milan don't want them, okay, we're going to, you know, they're going to have, yeah, Sergio Ramos, great, but was he going to give us one good year, maybe? Like, he's trying to stay in the game and get one last great payout. No. You know, people keep talking about the lit, what's going on with the lit, the lit, the lit, the lit, the lit, the lit, you know. I think United is going to offer more than Barcelona. And is he going to go? Is he not? I don't know.
This is that Barcelona is struggling to compete with what Manchester United and apparently other clubs have offered. They've got a set structure. A week ago, he looked like he was nailed on to go to Barcelona. But now,
I mean, because with like the lit, I think Barcelona is very concerned because of what we're going to pay. Compared to them. You know, and there's a lot of people that think that the wit is going to come to United. You know, hey, look at Barcelona. Hey, we may not be offering you as much, but hey, we'll take you. You know, take us, choose us. And his agents like Mino Raiola is like, hey, I want a payday. Go to United, they'll pay you more if you do want to go. And I think when you look at Koulibaly, I don't think the team wants him to. I mean, if he says, okay, I want to come to United or I want to come to Real Madrid or Barcelona, if he forces the move, there's nothing they can do in Syria. But Syria, I don't want to get rid of him. And can you blame him? And I think Koulibaly, it's up to Serie A if they want to let him go or he forces, because I don't think they want they want to let him go, and I think it's going to be, if he forces the move, they'll have nothing. But I do see, you know, with Romelu Lukaku going, I hope that we can get maybe Sanchez on loan. Maybe they keep him. Fingers crossed. But, you know, I think it's going to be interesting because we got a manager that knows what United's all about. And he's not going to be a perfect manager, but he knows what it takes. I think Ollie wants to try to build a club back. He wants to build the club back, and he wants to try to get some players in here that he's going to have for 4 or 5 years. Now, I know he's probably going to try to – I'm sure there's going to be people trying to get, you know, like a Tony Alderweireld in there or a Jerome Boateng or a Gareth Bale. Yeah, Gareth Bale, I would have loved 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And then we would have had him for more than maybe 2 seasons if we're lucky. And he isn't having – he's very injury prone. You know, and that's a big thing because I feel like Ollie wants to try to do the right thing and get some – and get a mix. And don't put all your eggs in one basket. Get the players we need, but get some players that we're going to have. Get some, you know, 27-year-olds that are going to give us 3 or 4 good years. But then get some 23 and 24-year-olds that are going to give us many years. That will be great servants to the club. And that's what we need at United. We need to get away from this Jose Mourinho. Well, he's going to get us 2 good years and a title in between. And then we got to constantly try to find that player. We got to find that really good player that Real Madrid or Barcelona or Bayern Munich don't want that we're going to get that's going to give us 2 great years. If we're lucky, we're going to get a title out of it, and then we try to get the next. Every 2 years, I'm trying to build a team that's going to get us a title instead of let's build the club to where, okay, this is the team that's dominating now, but these guys are going to come right behind and, you know, and we'll be able to take this player out and put this guy in and move the team around and have a club so that, okay, I've got 20 people at the club that at any given moment can be on the pitch and dominate. Instead of, this is my team and, you know, if they don't perform, we're screwed, you know. Alex Ferguson was always thinking about next year. Who am I going to get next year? Okay, what if Ryan Giggs turns in a thing saying, hey, I want to go. Who's going to replace him? Who's going to be there? And he's thinking 3 years in advance. And then that's a big thing because that's how this world works. I mean, you know, Jose Mourinho is about who can I get that's going to dominate for 2 years and bam. And then try it again. Instead of let's get players that we can develop that we're going to have for 5, 6 years. And Daniel James is going to sign this week. You know, our thoughts and prayers still go out to him after the loss of his dad. And you look at him, I think Koulibaly comes down to if he forces the move. If he forces the move, if not, Serie A is not going to get rid of him. So unless he forces the move, he's, you know, I think Lukaku is going to go. I think we'll take what Inter Milan is going to offer, but I don't want Sergio Ramos. I don't want someone like that that's going to get 2 years. You know, if they have someone else on their roster that we could barter with, okay. But I don't want to get another player that's, okay, he's got maybe 1 year in him, if we're lucky, because he's 33. He's on the decline, and he's just wanting one big giant payday. I mean, that's kind of how it works. You know, that's kind of where we're at. So, I can't wait. I love this transfer time because it's just exciting. You know, I do miss the United Stands where Mark would be doing the transfer daily. He's on his way on the walk to work and stuff, but. It's all good, though. But remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we meet to approach each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night, and God bless all. Goodbye.